to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Have you guys seen the ceiling challenge?
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, everyone has seen it.
Have you seen it, Oscar?
Yeah.
And I have. What do you think about it? Would you let your woman do it?
Nah, never. I wouldn't. I feel like it's nice, but in a band bio. Like everything, yeah.
Would you let your woman do it?
I sleep. No, never.
Huh?
No.
I'd let her do it, but for my consumption only.
Well, of course.
Yeah, there's a lot of things your woman should do just for you only, yeah?
Of course, yeah.
Mustn't post it. If she wants to post it,
never,
bro.
Yeah, that's dropping, bro, so
100%. But who do you think won it between... Who did it? It was Cyan Bougie, Cindy Makatini.
Cindy, obviously.
And who was the other one? Mahu as well.
Ooh, Mahu.
Yeah, Mahu did it. Who do you think won it?
Cindy,
ne?
Of course.
Yeah, Cindy rocked it, yeah.
I didn't know Cindy before the ceiling challenge, eh?
Yeah, you're not on Instagram or social media. But
what is she, like an influencer?
Yeah, she was there, man. Remember when we were booked in Venda, she was a hostess, so she does that as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long time. We're coming. Please welcome not only the biggest, but one of the best looking DJs in the country, Oscar Mbongeni Ndlovu.
Best smelling DJ, best DJ, best DJ in the country, best dancing DJ.
Oscar Mbongeni, what do you want to drink, man? You spoiled for choice. We've got Chiller's Punch, we've got Striped Toast Beer, we've got Grange. What do you want to drink, dog?
Ngishaya exclusive, he play in Apumangana.
Chiller's Punch. Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow at Pick and Pay. Make sure you get it, man.
It's a nice bucket.
Yeah, no, let me give you a cold one. Let me give you a cold one. First time ever, Oscar Mbo having some Chiller's Punch.
Yeah.
Have a taste there. Let us know what you think. Is it better than the ceiling challenge? Let us know. Hey, Doc Shy, you drink, man? Right?
Yeah, I do, man.
Yeah, but not too much. No, not like us, man.
Yeah, are you? You're definitely committed. I saw you go Oshi, but I know you take this thing serious.
It was too much. No. last time I saw you, bro, we were at New York, ne?
Yeah.
So it's crazy. So there I am. It's my first time. Was it your first time in New York?
Mm-hmm.
So there I am. It's my first time in New York. I'm excited, dog. I just want to drink. I just want to party.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm seeing Oscar, bro. Oscar's busy with the content, bro. I kid you not. And the content is fire, bro.
Yeah.
We're at the same place, but when you look at his content compared to mine.
You and Alex. He's in Manhattan. But you're both in Manhattan.
You know what I mean? Is that like a constant thing for you? Like, you're always thinking about content wherever you go?
Not necessarily thinking about content. I just want to have clean content. You know, even like I post something, it just needs to be pleasing for me, first and foremost. Like, I just want to, my memories, I want them to be in a particular way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not about the content per se. In actual fact, I'm a horrible content creator.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know what to do and how, like, when, you know what I mean? But I'm not, like, a full-on content creator. Yeah. That's why I have a content guy who handles all my media stuff. You know?
But isn't it tiring, dog?
No, like, for me, it's not. Like, I think you only saw me once doing content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You did the whole walk by the...
Yeah, I mean, we didn't want to have lunch. You guys got there after me, remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was from a meeting, of course, and I was in a suit done by good friend of mine, Moses Masond. So I had to show off his stuff properly as well. You know what I mean?
Mm.
When I mean content, I mean that. You know, I'm wearing a suit, you know, 100% handmade South African in New York, you know. Why not take a nice video of that, you know, and then we can also help him push, you know, get more customers, you know. He's the guy who handles all my suits, you know, like my formal wear.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And even with the drip, dog, is that like intentional? Because you take that shit seriously, dog.
You're committed, man.
He's committed, you know what I mean? is that intentional? Like, what I want to understand is that there's this Oscar Mbo internet image that we see.
Aesthetically clean, all the time dripping.
which clearly you want people to see that, right?
It's dope.
And then there's Oscar.
Yeah.
So what's the difference there? Like, I'm trying to understand, man. Like, I'm trying to, because it feels like it's a lot of pressure, man, to always look good.
Like, when you go buy bread, you know, do you make sure that you check first, or are there moments where you just go like out, like an ordinary guy going to buy bread?
I never go buy bread anyway, but... I hate Christmas shopping, bro. I'm young, so my girl handles that anyway. Mm. But there's no internet Oscar. There's no Oscar. It's the same guy.
Okay.
To answer your question. Yeah, like, I'm the same guy. Like, I just want to look good every time.
So how much would you say from what you make do you spend on looking good? Because you got different outfits every single time. You don't repeat, ne?
I do.
You repeat,
I do. Who doesn't repeat? I do. I do.
We barely see Oscar in two outfits, in the same outfit twice.
But you barely see me also. Where do you see me?
On the internet, man.
I know.
On your page, you're at a gig. You like how Oscar.
Come on. That thing is control, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a TV series, my man. You know, they're just going to try and show you something that's always new or different that you haven't seen before. But otherwise, I do repeat clothes, you know. If I feel like I'm photogenic today, I want to take a picture for that. It doesn't mean that I'll never wear that fit again.
Oh, you may not take a picture in it and post it.
Yeah.
I see.
I have a lot of stuff that I've worn that's not on my internet also.
Yeah.
Because maybe I wasn't in the mood for that day. Or there was no time, you know. But like whenever, because it all comes with mood.
Yeah.
Because my creative director, man, he wants a lot of stuff because we are also shooting a documentary.
Wait. You got a creative director?
Yeah.
For your look?
For my brand, yeah.
Wow.
Not for my look. Yeah. I dress myself up. Yeah. I'm talking like for the brand overall, the Oscar Mbeau brand.
So what does he do? What does he do?
He takes BTS of everything.
Oh, okay, like now.
Yeah, he takes BTS. Like, even now, he's taking BTS. He handles... Fancy. Yeah, you know, and then I'm shooting my 10-year docky.
Oh, shout out, man. Yeah. Nice, dog. Ooh. Nice. Yeah, 10 years has been that long, dog?
No, we are 2 years in.
Oh,
so
okay.
We done it, they didn't back then. But I've been...
Since
2010.
2010, yeah.
Yeah, so we're now trying to cover up... Because now, obviously, at that time, I wasn't ready to shoot something like that or be in a position of being consistent to shoot something like that. So now I am, and like everything is right, man.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just be in a person still trying to find the fitting up, or you are shooting documentaries. Like, what's going on? You know. So now there's things to talk about. You know, there's things
there's content.
To reflect on. Yeah. You know, there's content we are working on, there's shows we are working on, and we are traveling the world. So it makes more sense now. And then we're also going to backtrack also and try to find old footage, of course, to narrate the story properly of who is this guy, who is he from, what he's been through. And the content, of course, is because it is part of the brand.
What does your team look like? So we've got Oscar, the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does your team look like?
12 people behind me.
Okay, so we've got a creative director. Check.
It's a huge family tree.
Uh-huh.
We just recently moved from working with an agency to work with my own agency, my own record label under one umbrella, you know. So that's where the whole record label stuff happened. That's all the whole focus of the production. We just shot the Yes God music video.
Nice, beautiful song, by the way, man. Beautiful song, man. Beautiful song, man.
So in-house. So it's more like of a production team in-house as well.
Yeah.
And then there's people who are going to handle the bookings, or handle the PR, and handle legal side.
Can you please tell people the difference between a manager and a booking agent? Because people get it confused, man.
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm going to start with a booking agent. In my regard, a booking agent is a person who's going to answer to emails, calls, WhatsApps, if your business get to that part, about booking requests. You understand? That's the only admin that person has to handle. You understand? And then a manager is a person who basically manages the brand, you know, who wants to be part of the brand, who wants to work with us, you know. Are you looking well enough to go to that interview? What can they bring in deals? You know, that's managing the brand. A booking agent is one thing, and then a manager. If you want to get all in one, better a person who is very experienced, because it's a lot of work. Bookings alone are a lot of work. Mm. You know, many artists are great artists, but when it comes to their booking part, it's difficult to get hold of them, because now the person who's a manager is handling a lot of stuff, and then they get to lose business like that because it's very overwhelming.
And you have a road manager as well.
Road manager as well, yeah.
And the road manager, what's his...
The road manager takes over from the manager / booking agent. Okay. So obviously every Thursday in the office, we know where we're going. And then they communicate with the road manager on, okay, our Thursday is like this. Contact, venue, accommodation, how long we're driving, where we're flying, flight details, accommodation details. Mm-hmm. So basically he takes the role from the manager, and booking agent, and runs with it on the road. Mm. So whenever something happens now, we can't call the office.
Yeah.
This road manager has to have answers for everything or fix problem on site.
Mm-hmm.
And then management will see them on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
But he's the one who gets transferred everything and make sure our safety is on par. The show is 100%. Our seating at a venue, where we're sleeping, how we're traveling. In case we're flying to Cape Town, for instance, when we land, who's handling the
and does it have to be business class, or you don't really care?
Nah, I don't really care about those things, you know. Obviously, it counts when we travel abroad.
Yeah.
Because those are long hours.
Those are long hours.
I like to be like with my team, because I like to bring the spirit of harmony that we're together, you know.
Bro, this thing is a business, eh?
Serious. We've been through the worst with my team, bro. We slept at zero star places where you can see. But it's better if we are together. Not to Oscar Simshi, like go 5-star. They are there. So that's why I like to be there. And then, yeah, so I don't want to be separated like from them. We are always in one area.
So Manju, when we read stories saying you didn't pitch up to a gig, you have to now refund what happens in
it's those different cases, bro. What I can tell you is that one thing about gigs, this is my core business, man. You know, I respect and love this thing before anything else. That's why I'm here where I am, because of the consistency with the business itself. So whenever I can't get to a show, I hate the part that's always one-sided. You understand? Secondly, I hate putting out statements, you know, only when I have to. But in most cases, just like anything on earth, bro, it has two sides. You understand? 100% of the time when an artist, not even with me, an artist like misses a show, it's always the artist's fault. That's how the public...
And we paid him.
Yeah, like you paid him, but you don't own me. Mm. But what about the part that you were supposed to play as a promoter, as a venue owner? Are you going to talk about that? They never do.
Mm.
You know, so I would never miss a show that's on the calendar that my whole team knows about and that we are scheduled to be there for no reason.
Mm.
I would never. You understand?
So when you maybe sometimes not show up, what would that promoter not have done for the deal to collapse?
It's a whole different things, man. It's a whole different things. Maybe some promoters, for instance, they wait last minute to book flights. And now, promoters are not considered as much as I would love them to be. Because you booking a flight for me to go somewhere, it's not a case that I'm leaving my house, going to the airport. 100% of the time, Tina, we're coming from somewhere day before. So if you want to take me somewhere, you must consider that as well. It's okay. Oscar's leaving Cape Town. You're taking him to Bloemfontein. It's either you take over the flights from there directly to there, or you work on our schedule, okay? We only back in Joburg at 11 a.m. So please book anything after 1. Because when you land in Joburg, there's a whole 30-minute delay of getting bags, leaving the airline. And then I don't mind doing those things of saying, we just got out of the flight, you're hopping another one. It's work for us. It's fine. We're used to that. But now, if for instance, you're dealing with my team and they ask you to book flights at a particular time and you wait for the 11th hour and we have to compromise us now to make it to your show, that's one-sided now.
Mm.
Just because you paid.
And also, Ngapa, you couldn't take gigs.
Because,
so you miss out on other gigs because
A calendar in our way.
Yes, you honored the
payment. My man, doing a show, payment is one thing. Actually, it's the least important thing. We need to work together to make things happen. Because now, like I'm saying, for instance, we leave the club at 4-5 after performing to the hotel. We need to at least get 3-4 hours, bro.
3-4 hours? I need 8, dog.
Listen, that's not in our life, that's not with like yeah. I see names.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
thing is like I span. If you wanna be on this train, I would say Gahandra. Like, yeah. It's not realistic at all. Mm. So we get to the hotel 5. And then we're in Cape Town, mind you. We're taking a 10, 11 a.m. flight.
Flight. You understand? You have to be there at 8.
9, you know, because you want to check in online. It's fine. And then we land in Joburg at 1. Mm. And you booked us a flight leaving Joburg at 1 or 12, going to Bloom. Like, and now you are bringing it to why? Because now you have to go report to your people that, no, I booked the flights. They didn't make the flights. But now we have the comms from my team saying, no, we landed Joburg at 1. Please book any flight after this time.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, also remember that Bloom is a small airport. Mm. So you have, there are 3 or 4 flights a day.
Mm.
And then now you have no flights for this guy.
Mm.
So when you covering yourself, which, you know, we booked flights, we did this, but you did the comms late. And then we land in Joburg. There's no flights like for us to
go to Bloom.
Yeah, go to Bloom. Yeah. And we can't drive to Bloom because
no,
the following day we are going to Venda. Mm. So we're going to do 4 hours to Bloom. 4 hours coming back to Joe's. And at 5 to go to Venda.
Ah.
It's impossible. Yeah. So promoters at times don't meet artists halfway. Mm. And some of them do it purposely. Mm. Like some do the right thing. Hence, many of them, we are even friends with them.
Mm.
Because we know what I Usol, so I trust Sol.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, Sol will do everything right. Many industry people have got promoters who are trustworthy. And then there's people who don't do the right thing. And then on the 11th hour, it has to be the artist. Understand. So, but now in between that, sorry to also cut you. In between that, there's a lot that's happening now. You are the promoter. You are saving your ass.
Mm.
You posting, it's guys in my show. I paid. You're posting POPs. You're posting now conversations, but you're not posting the whole truth because there's people also who attend the show, who are also sensible. Look, see, okay, we see all this, but what happened?
Mm.
In the comments of wherever you post it, and they can ignore those things because not everyone can be brainwashed.
And it's a bad look on you.
100%.
Because it's like, Oscar's now thinks he's big.
Oscar only wants to play in Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban. You understand? Lying down there's our funuza because. But now a promoter failed us, and then now okay, what are we supposed to do? Because even the guy that we are coming from, paid. Even you, who is supposed to come to, you pay. We are honoring you, but we're saying also help us on the admin side. It's the only thing that we are really asking for. So sometimes missing shows is about those type of things.
Yeah, you know? There's a lot that happens.
Yeah, but we would never. I've never missed out a show unless there was promoter, client, artist problems like this, admin issues, or when I was in hospital. Otherwise, I've never.
Yeah.
Never.
Bro, let's talk about you being in hospital because we were meant to shoot last week and your team communicated to us that, yo, man, the guy's tired, man. The guy's fatigued, bro. How many shows did you do this year?
I don't know, man.
More than 300, eh?
A lot, bro. Like, for the past, from 2017, I've never had a free weekend.
You! You're lying!
Oh, yeah.
No way, dog.
Go to my Facebook. I used to post every gig up until this year.
Yes,
every weekend. Yes. I've never had a few.
No way.
I promise you.
Fuck me.
Go and check.
Ooh.
So I've never had Christmas like with my family from that time.
Yeah.
Only last year, and I couldn't see for Steeler because we were driving from Bloom. So our gig ended at 7 a.m. At 6 a.m. What time? 6. We went to the hotel. We got there around 7. So around 2 hours. And we left Bloom going home.
Yeah.
Because now we're in the bus. Gents, where are we going today? No, we start in Delmas, then we go to Klerksdorp. Okay, what time? The first gig is at 8. What time is it now? It's 10. Okay, gents, I shine more. So if you are in Lili Kayang around 3.
Yeah.
At least have a proper meal. So now we're talking with the team. Okay, my creative director is from Soweto. His name is Cheese. So Cheese, what can we eat today? I mean, if I ask Kunofia by my family, no, you're so we do it by and by.
Christmas.
Ask my route manager, Njam. When I'm fine. Me and I was the car. They went to my wife's place. There's no one in my driver.
Skip
on. I chance. I think McDonald's. So
we did a drive, man. We left Bloom at 11. We were home by 3. I ate, and then I'm actually diplomatic time. I'm he talks too much.
Yeah, he's a talker.
Yeah, he likes telling stories. So I took a nap. I woke up at 6, straight to the gig. But that was the first time ever since 2017.
Wow,
at Christmas, like with my family. I called him for steel. Even this year, socks young phone. I'm sucking at everything. We block Christmas this year. I want to be home.
Yeah.
Atanjam, you know what? There's a flight yesterday, Puma on 9. So 8 or 9. It's like, I'm going to go home.
Come to Durban, yeah, we need you.
Yeah. I'm like, ish, what my name? I'm going to come back to you.
Yeah.
He went to call the team. He went to make a booking directly.
Yeah.
So I want to manage. And I was like, this is what we're offering. So, because it's work, you know, it's work. So I really love what I do. It's not a case of goodie, it's heavy on me.
No wonder you do drugs. It makes sense. You got to survive.
That's just allegation. I'm far from drugs. Very, very far from drugs.
Yeah.
I've never do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I was exhausted. I was fatigued. So that's why we couldn't do it that time. But yeah.
So the case with the hospital, what had happened? Same thing, fatigue?
No. Mm. The case with the hospital was something different. I had to do an operation that was long overdue. So, and then it's crazy because the opening happened at a random time. You know, my doctor hit me up, but yo, I have an opening now. It's either I have an opening in August, I remember. I have an opening now and I have an opening end of November.
Mm.
And so I'm looking at the work schedule. I'm like, hey, rather that time, you know, then we missed those 3-4 shows, you know, because luckily we had one show per day on that weekend. Spoke with the team, like, guys, please do the communications. I need to do this thing. But also, there was complications. My procedure had to do, like, 2 hours max. It went up to about 6 hours.
Damn.
What were you doing?
We'll talk about that, you know.
Oh, okay.
So now, it's crazy enough because on the day, we had brand work.
Yeah.
So doctors assured me, no, it's going to be Sunday lights. You can even go work later.
Boom, boom.
So we have brand work and later we're launching and tomorrow, like obviously, we have gigs Thursday. It was on a Thursday, remember.
Yeah.
It shows that night, so such brand work, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I had to miss all those things because now I think I was only fine to even speak about the week later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't want your life, dog. It looks nice on the Instagram, but
it's
hectic, dog.
Yeah, it's tough.
Bro, I can't even do 3 gigs a night, dog. It's too much.
Yeah, bro. How often do you see your kids then and stuff, you know?
I know, man. I have to make it work. You know?
Oh, you got kids?
I have a son, yeah.
Oh, dope, man. I didn't know that.
I have a son. He's 8 years old.
Hey,
his name is Gulani. Yeah, he's been on my music videos. He's on the, like, Yes God music videos. Yeah.
Nice, man.
Acting like the younger me.
Oh.
So, yeah. But I try to feed in, just to answer your question. I try to, as much as I can, you know, because there's no other way. It's more like a superstar. So, in Milan, I'm scared. Then, yeah?
Bro, and it's only going to get worse because now you're international, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane, guys. Bro. That's too much.
Yeah, but we're definitely working towards such, so we have to make it work regardless. So yeah, sitting money now that I'm here, I'm complaining. I wanna, you know.
You are here now, right? You're talking about all these gigs, you know, how fatigued and whatever. But let's take it back, man, because for someone, I only knew about you during COVID. You know, when the dancers.
When you started trending online. Yeah,
that's when I heard about Oscar Mbo.
Was that
right?
Deliberate also?
No, it wasn't delivery. LA, so that's like, hey, New York, we're chatting, you know. So we're doing a forth and back. I'm like, I'm picking up, this guy doesn't know me. Because everything I say to him, kind of like, are you serious? I'm like, you talk about me on the show, you don't even know me like that.
You don't know me like that, motherfucker.
What's your story?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that was interesting for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I should have got it. But yeah,
No, it's because I live in my own world, man. No, like, man, I don't know a lot of people, yeah.
Oh,
bro.
Grand, legit. Oh, grand, so, like, terrorism.
People think I do it on purpose, but genuinely, I just mind my own business.
No, man. I'm that's why I even told you that, man, you know, I never take anything personal.
Yeah,
you know,
because yeah. Shout like out, man.
Within you, there's many other people behind you who also don't know me.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, it's all that... That perception that we put out, would say I'm this type of person.
Yeah.
It's either that or someone else saying anything.
Yeah.
So it's like...
But let's run it back, though.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ask you the typical, you know, how did your journey start or whatever. But when I look at you now, it seems like everything you've done since you started to where you are now has been intentional.
Orchestrated.
Yeah.
Orchestrated. Like there was a business strategy behind it.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the business strategy of Oskambo, like how it started and... Because like everything that's happening now, you envisioned, ne?
Bang, bang, kaya nyo gendli, ne bo? Kwa ba yung option nyo uti, okay, since I'm done, I'm sure, do I want cash or do I want a car?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, jeez, go. Drop it. Yeah? No, that's your reality, man. It's dope.
I like some cheese. So, yeah, then I chose a new, then bought equipment.
Wow.
So that I can be able to practice, you know, because
already... Taking that time.
I think my city is about 100. The city at 100.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The
most hardest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To die, sub 100.
It goes. So let's bring it back now. We'll see the real DJs.
I will see the real DJs.
Yeah, so that's where it started in terms of. I'm just going to give you the.
Yeah, of course, of course.
You know, and then practice, you know, and did mixtape, had a podcast, you know, but only for music, for mixtapes. It was big at the time. Because,
yeah.
It was only Facebook, which was a social media platform. And,
it was those vibes like Lars Berenroth.
Yeah.
So he was one of my biggest inspirations at that time.
Sure.
So,
yeah, that was big at the time.
You know, him and Jim Star, Matt Masters, you know. So did that, you know. And then now, I mean, fast forward 2 years later. So what the podcast did basically for me and the guys I was working with at the time, you know, Ezra and DJ Lou, was that it now bridged the gap between what the old DJs used to do in terms of being known.
Yeah.
You know, having hard copies, mixtapes to go out, drop at a registration or give someone. We're using the internet now to broadcast what we can do. Okay. And there's a wider audience.
Yes,
so people can like click a link, listen to him, and hear what I can do. And also want to hear in person.
Okay.
That equals into bookings.
Yes.
So now we get into spaces where we are seeing, like we're doing shows. Hence, I'm dating back to the years
yeah.
I told you about. Because before that, we're already working. We're doing our own shows. Now we are getting bookings. And like nationwide.
Wow.
Before even being known.
Mm.
You know, now we've got support from Vinny Da Vinci, you know, all those guys.
Mm. Wow.
Glenn Lewis, who are doing mixes for the show as well.
Wow.
Which is gaining much more popularity now.
Traction, yeah.
Exactly now. Like, I want to buy a subscribe, okay. I might download, you know. So during that time, I saw the switch, man. Like, you know, like being an unknown deep house artist, DJ, not the artist, you know. And then being like to do gigs, like to headline, you know, to play at a stadium event. For us, that's a huge thing from where you're coming from because only the big guys from big cities come through. And then Tina, now part of that lineup, you know.
Wow.
And I'll pull out many more, I'm like, call it, even your picture. So that's when I saw that, okay, there might be something here, even if we were to put more effort in it, you know, do the right thing. So that's where the whole thing of trying to convert from being like a normal DJ into being a business started.
Okay.
Although at the time, the resources were not as available as they are now, you know, but we had to try. So everything that I used to make, you know, half of it or 60% of it, we reinvest back to.
So you started independent?
Yeah, I'm still independent.
Wow, shout out.
Yeah, yeah, well, everything that, you know,
yeah.
Even if, like, from the status of thing that you wouldn't see the way that I see it, like, even, like making money from shows and spending half of it to buy clothes to look good for the next show.
Reinvest.
So there was the reinvestment that was going on because no one was going to be able to fund that. Mm. Because now my parents can't move from an idea of buying me clothes every 3 months to every weekend now, or every 2 weeks. Because when I'm gigging, you know, where am I gigging? Because I'm supposed to be at school.
Yeah.
Why are you gigging? Like, what's going on? So It had to be done by myself. And then that's where it started. And then we started to see, okay, sharp. Mangan's so much as also the equipment as well.
Mm.
You know, the branding. We need to get wallpapers. So where we get to our place, we just put up banners. Because we are unknown.
Mm.
So we had to work
to push, market.
We are unknown, yeah. So we did all those things. We did t-shirts, sold t-shirts. Sold caps of the brand, you know, the Ashman Hour. That was the name of the podcast.
And your label as well,
no? Yeah, which is now is the name of my label.
Nice.
So it was like, that's how it's really...
Fuck. So you just grew and just grew.
Yeah,
and
just grew, man. Obviously, wow. Like, with that growing, there's a lot of mistakes because you don't know what you're doing also.
So what did the COVID time, what did it do for you? Because that, you were trending all over. And remember, we're at home now, man.
COVID was also like a time where I was frustrated, like I'm saying, because... you're pushing and you're thinking, okay, now, I mean, I've seen the consistency from this year to that year. So now by the time of COVID, I'm supposed to be, you know, and then COVID comes now, hey, bamba yonkin, you know, and like, what's going on? So there's a lot of frustration from everyone. Everyone in the industry was suffering.
You weren't making money at the time during COVID?
No, I mean, like I was, but not the same, you know, because now, Sakiga, I mean, I think half of COVID time was spent by Gabza's house.
Gabza, the small.
I spent by Gabza making music. Like when he made that 27 track album, we were together that time.
Bro, what's it like staying with Gabza, man? When he wakes up, he just grabs, starts a beat.
Before
he even brushes his teeth.
Hey,
Gabza, something.
The kick is playing.
Yeah, Gabza's something else, man. Gabza is a genius, man. He's a workaholic.
Nah.
Yeah, he loves work. You know, everything here came in the middle span. If it's your diploma, sharp, I put more day one, chola, whatever we need. But within that, there's work. There's never going to be a thing with I diploma, I move, I swim, I that. So that's how.
Why were you staying with him?
No, I wasn't staying with him.
Okay.
I used to wake up at home and drive. Like, go to him because he used to live down the road from me. Not down the road, but like 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I needed the inspiration, like, also at the time, because like I'm saying, we're frustrated. I was not used to being home. Because every weekend we're out. We're gigging, we're there, we're doing this, you know. And that's how it happened. We would see,
beautiful, man.
We overcome COVID. Mm. You know, Amachi Tapai also would come to Gabza. Although at the time, La Albera Broma Corner, there were issues that like the neighbor would complain about the noise you know, because now I'm a car already, even though in noising echo, but because it's COVID, so it used to be that thing, but then COVID was very frustrating. But we were trying to work, every time by TC Band to a we were working, you know, and that's how my album also for the Griffiths came. It came with the inspiration for being around a workhorse like Gabza. You know, so that's how I met Mahu, Gabza. You know, when you did Moyawami, you know, that's the first tune I did with Mahu. You know, so it's a place where there's creatives who want to hang out with Gabza. You know, not just because they want to be friends with Gabza, to also get the inspiration to also like meet other creatives as well.
You know? Bro, and why didn't you flinch in terms of music-wise? Because when Piano was at its height... You could have easily, and you're chilling with Gabza now, you could have easily switched
over
to
Piano.
That's where I saw the gap. That's where I saw the gap. Meet everyone is going that side.
Man,
I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here.
Beautiful decision, man, because now you're a king.
You know, thank you. You know, I'm going to stay here and do what I do, you know. And then going back to that TikTok thing as well. I was never on TikTok until 2022. I was in London for a few weeks, also to plant the seed, you know, get to know people.
Boom.
Yeah. So on the second week going late, I was frustrated.
Mm.
I was bored. It's lonely as well. Not talking to anyone.
Mm.
You're just talking to this guy who only speaks English, you know. And he wants to go have lunch every 2 minutes. I'm like,
like stress.
Yeah, this time is not enough. The guy I know from that time who's used to be in London, they were in Ibiza because it was summer for them that time. So I go on TikTok. What happened is that it when TikTok emerged, I just registered the thing and then deleted the app.
Yeah.
I never used to like the whole concept.
Yeah.
And then there were people who were taking my videos from Groove or whatever, posting them as if
there.
Not as if it's me, just my videos and add their songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things gain traction.
Yes.
And now there's people now who came with fake profiles.
Yes, yes.
Pretending to be me. I'm a forest trader, you know. So that thing happened. And then at some point when I landed, like, you know what? Let me try this TikTok thing and actually try to own the content. Because people go to my Instagram and rip stuff and then put their own stuff. And it's causing some sort of
confusion.
Yeah. You know, if, like, sometimes I feel like my kid, I really am a forest trader. Yeah, 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 yeah. This thing at TikTok is serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you say that played a part in people saying you're wearing fake things and you're a scammer? Because that's what you're attached with forex trading.
Yeah, man. I even heard you guys talking about it at some point. I'm like, I wish I can call this guy Chance.
Hey.
Chance.
Because there was a rumor going around on the socials.
I mean, it's quite hit me hard. But let's not go like...
too much
everything up. I'm just finished this side. So TikTok, and then that's how I joined it, and then I started to own my own content. You know, but already I think my hashtag was on 50 or something million views that they put my name on the videos. So, and the time I was jive on my proof, but people are pushing those videos as if they're out. And then that's how it happened. I got to join, and then I got to put my own content. That's how this thing literally like died off in a way, you know. Although there's still people who are still trying to open accounts, but at least my handle here, Instagram, is the same handle here, TikTok, which is okay, this is the guy.
But be honest, dog, how do you feel when people say that, like, you're a scammer, you're wearing fake clothes?
No, it is unbiased, you know, just to, because I'm also human, bro, you know, and now.
But wait, tell us, where did it start, bro?
I mean, I wouldn't even tell you, but now I can tell you about the events part.
Okay.
That's when someone says Oscar is a scammer, because you would book me.
Of course.
And then you wouldn't do things right.
So yeah.
You understand?
No, I get you. But can you safely say you've never won anything fake? Maybe one day, maybe.
Maybe you can walk on a small level. What are you end there? Yes. Put your cool to get a show.
You are the one who's planning the whole thing.
The fake clothes. Yeah. Let's get to that one. I think you made your point there.
Yeah.
Where does that stump? Where does that come from?
I don't know, bro. I can tell you that. I truly don't know. Yeah, bro. I can't really like even say that, like where it stems from.
So you've never won anything fake?
I have.
Okay.
Definitely. Mm. And I can tell you that where did that come from. And that was the younger me, person who didn't know what's going on. And we have someone who's here, no, I'm long, I'm tempting the range. Understand? Mundo Sosa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would definitely...
You talking about Sean the Stylist?
No.
Oh, okay. It's
people... Oh, so you're a scam.
Non-famous people, yeah.
Oh.
Not sure. Sean is a cool guy. No. It was that situation, and it's crazy because I've never really got to speak about it. But it was those situations, the way it happened, and it really got me somehow. And it was a lesson, a hard lesson to like to be learned, because at the time I'm also getting some sort of popularity. And I am speaking for Amashita Paya also, who have been part of this thing that I'm talking about. Just with him, you know, obviously this popularity. But I learned through it, you understand?
But also, there's nothing wrong with wearing fake shit, man. It's tough, bro.
Nah, I mean, for me, it's not an affordability thing. It's just a thing with him to nine. And it wasn't about me not being able to afford that. Hence, I'm even doing it. But I learned, you understand, like 100%.
But if it's not an affordability thing, nyaz with the sentinelu vetanira, and someone comes, that I trust this cheetah, it's got the real things, and is selling me maybe a particular brand. If it's not an affordability thing, you could always go to the shop. Because I will never buy a sneaker, even if it's a Nike, from Impinjash P or Kipa. I'll go to the shop because I know that I like to shy. Unless I'm trying to save a buck.
Here's what I'm saying, Buduti, sometimes it's a lack of knowledge. Because those things happen at a point where I haven't even entered that shop as a person as well.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Yeah. So right now, I'm no middle at the time, also I'm like, I ask. But then since when you understand?
Yeah.
But then...
But guys, let's be honest. There's nothing wrong with wearing fake things, man. It's clothes at the end of the day. Come on, guys. Like, is that like
there
a real
is.
Thing?
You know why, Mac? Because you're portraying that you have the real thing. Rather just wear cheaper clothes as opposed to something fake. That's a jacket that we know is worth 300,000 rands.
Yeah.
Why would you want to get that at 5,000 rands?
Oh, I see.
When you can get a dope jacket for 5,000 rands because it's still a decent sum of money. Okay, you know what I mean?
I get you.
Yeah.
So did that affect your career though?
No.
Not at all, ne?
No, it didn't.
But I feel sorry for you because I saw now when you buy shit, you have to show the receipt.
Yeah, he had all these bags, these Louis Vuitton bags, at skins. And I was like, shame. No. Oscar now must prove.
You must prove.
We ain't getting the Louis Vuitton.
No.
That shit hurt me actually, like, when you said that.
That's how it looked like.
No, it hurt because I didn't post that, my bro.
I'm okay, so I'm okay. The niggas at Skins will just post you. Eh?
I didn't post that.
Yeah, true.
I shop a lot, bro. If you can, I shop a lot. I never post that because right now it's gonna be that.
The optics look like that. 100%.
I never do that.
Yeah. Just speak on the mic, then. Yeah. Can't hear him. Is he still on?
No. So what you?
Hold on, bro.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Our sound guy.
Is it still? Just say something, there.
Yo.
Yeah, it's on now.
It's on.
Yeah, we just lost you for a second there. Hey, these fake mics.
Hey, man, what are you doing with the money you were giving you for mics? Tell me, family. Who made a war? Not to have you in the boot. Not to have my mics. Go, Mohammed. You understand?
Okay, I catch you, dog. So, it's never a case of now I'm trying to prove this and that. It's a lesson I learned in private. It's a lesson that happened in public. But for me, it wasn't the thing with when I win their husband. I'm not doing it for them.
Bro, you know? what I'm picking up is you have misunderstood a lot of the times with these things. So why not go on live and say, no, guys, I was not DJing there. That desk was not for me.
That's not me.
Mm.
Like now we are going back to saying there's an Oscar.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to do that, I'm going to be like, there's something that I'm afraid of. And I'm with a Nyazaz.
Sure.
And I'm blind.
Yeah.
You understand? So you, as my bruise, come to the show, you push content, nitty. I've never now say, like the same thing I told you.
Yeah, bro,
you know what? I get it. But I feel like your show has got so much influence to Upamisumuntu Myama. You know, how about you focus on that? No, it's here on the show and you guys take opinions from people on the internet and come and. Because now people trust you guys.
Yes, then it sounds like it's a real thing.
So now, because I saw people now telling me, even my cheese says. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm a cheater. But it's never a case with manja when I see you. No, it's not that thing. Because I know myself. Like, hence I'm saying, I would never not be a cow poster. Look at this. I mean, if you know, you know. That's it. That's my life.
And that's all you need.
Because I work. My work is evident. Yeah. I'm everywhere. Nyaspana. So
yeah, play new. Yeah. Let's go back to the work, dog. When I look at Black Coffee, when it comes to DJing, Godfather, the Omega.
Yeah,
the
King, right?
Yeah. But for this discussion, let's not talk about him because he's doing crazy things internationally. He's not even South African anymore.
Different gravy, right?
I love that line.
Coffee.
It's all gravy.
From the kettle to the pan. It's gravy, bro.
I love that thing.
Who would you say is the new Black Coffee right now?
Yo.
In SA.
You can count yourself, man.
No. I wouldn't do that. New Black Coffee. Let's give it to Gabza, guys. Come on. Gabza's nice.
Isn't Gabza new Oskido?
No. Some say he's the new Vini because of the height and stuff. And because we've been Tandaban. Gabza Tandaban.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I'll say Gabza for many reasons. But not because I'm close to Gabza. But I feel like Gabza is special, man. You know, Gabza is special. Gabza knows how to... This fine line that producers slash DJ can meet at times where you find most of the time the people who are dope DJs are not producers. Gabza's got the thing interlinked.
Yes.
A dope producer is a dope DJ. You don't get that a lot.
Yes.
So he has that. Yeah. That's the key component for me.
Mm.
You understand? So, but obviously there's many factors to saying he's a new Black Coffee because we can't have a new Black Coffee.
Yeah,
but I'm saying in terms of how you are comparing it.
Yeah.
Gabza for me is that he ticks a lot of boxes for me. You know, he's confident. He's consistent. You know, if you can go back, you can see Coffee was dropping a lot of music.
Yeah.
people can go online and say, I'm playing an All Black Coffee album, and you wouldn't know some of the songs. That's how much he was pushing.
Oh, yeah, my favorite song is Trip to Lyon. Is it Trip to Lyon? Yeah.
Trip to Zion. Trip to Leon.
Yeah. Trip to Leon.
Ding, ding.
Have you met him? Have you met him?
Coffee. Yeah, man. That's my big bro, but we get to speak a lot, you know. Yeah. He's an OG, you know. He's advised on a lot of stuff, especially for the brands, you know.
What does he say about how you're moving, bro?
Well, he's proud, you know. The last time I saw him was just before he went to medicine.
Yeah.
It was a send-off. So we're at the club, you know, and we're talking. We're at Nostra.
Oh.
The party, the main one was.
Oh, that was a pun. There was a pun then.
Ah, there was no pun.
Oh, okay. It sounds like a pun.
No.
No, we're at Nostra. He was about to leave. And then we hung out for a few hours and then we were chatting in between. Because he's very big also in interior designing.
Okay.
So we get to speak about that part of him, you know, like to talk about his kids and how he wants his kids to like to live. So he's a very great guy. He's a very great guy, man. This guy is very amazing. And he really cares on how you are feeling as a person. You know, the type of stuff you are going through, the challenges, and then he advises where he can.
Yeah.
But shout you know, out, he's a king. I have so much respect for him. And he knows.
So as a DJ connoisseur, you know, you're all about the art, the skill. What do you think about the influx of female DJs? What's your take on that?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, man. And I wish we can get more DJs.
Are you saying that because you don't want the feminists to come from
I don't care.
Are you being, is it a PR?
It sounds PR, man.
Nah, my man.
Like, okay, what do you think of the female DJs who are pushing a sex appeal more than the art of actually DJ?
If it works for them, they must do it, bro. Because what I'm saying is everyone is doing whatever works for them. So why are we judging now? Because it's females, you know. The only people who are judging them is because people that are eating from where they're eating now.
Oh, yeah.
The DJs are okay.
Yeah, because if you're a nigga right now, it's late, dog.
Fix your brand.
It's late.
Fix your brand.
You're right.
All the people who come up with those negative stuff, most of the time they're DJs.
Yes, you're right.
And the people, the public is loving what they see.
Yeah. But Oscar, are you saying if there's a female DJ, right, you see them, night video, Instagram, that's fine?
I'm saying come through with it. But do not ignore the art itself. Improve yourself. Understand? I can tell you a story, bro.
Yeah.
I was there when Devin Gogo did her first gig. She played after me at 55 many years ago. Bang, I could play with Devin Gogo. She was nervous. She was playing after me.
Sure.
You know, and basically, but you had that industry. But I can also tell you that in the same breath, she went on to improve herself.
Wow.
She's a beast. She's a beast.
So that's a story to tell. At some point when she's comfortable, she'll tell her own story as well.
Yeah.
So I'm commenting on those people who see, but they've got a choice. Whether you want to be that person who has a sex appeal, but
the skill is bad.
Or you want to learn from that backlash. Sharp. Even before the backlash, you need to know. Let me work on this. Hence, I'm saying with my first door going to have my parents, I bought equipment to improve myself.
Start on the skill.
And then ngazukuthi, whatever I do out there, whatever I'm getting paid for, because I don't want someone to question why am I getting paid.
Yes.
Already that's wrong. Why are you paying Oscar? It needs to match up. Is it worth the hype? I am worth the hype. I know it.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I try to improve my brand, myself, as much as I can. So same message to all those female teachers as well. If you want to be the best and be now judged on the craft itself, fix this site.
Because Devin Gogo will judge on the craft now.
Yes,
she can do anything.
Amazing.
Yeah. She's brilliant.
That's my point.
Gotcha.
So those abayeng laba nabo, abakhalanga ukuthi, abantu bakhalanga abo, because we see those clips every week. But now, if you're a smart person who wants to stay here longer, and you have only chance to come, you know, like the world is looking at SA right now in terms of artistry. We have the biggest songs coming up from here.
Right.
We have the best imports coming up from here. So why don't you want to become one of the greats?
Hey.
You know, just do it.
And let's be honest, our first gigs was not how we envisioned it. And if there were cameras and social media at that time,
Of course,
the vinyl one.
Yeah.
Yo, that thing, I wanna, now that I'm older, now I really understand what anxiety is.
Yeah.
DJ used to give me anxiety. That time, Tina, when we play, we're playing after or before. I'm an OG. Also because South African DJs are technical like that. You know, like,
yo, have you played off the Christos?
I have one
Stala. Dangerous.
But man, this is peak YFM, dog. I met UJ. Doornfontein is packed, dog. I'm like, I ain't scared of Christos, because Christos never plays mainstream songs. Like, he's got his own lane, deep house. But my dog, he rocked. I rocked after him. I played all the hits, dog. Like, if it was now, I'd play Yes God,
Doesn't Count,
Hold to the Sun.
People are just like, doesn't count. It don't matter.
Hey, Christos.
It don't matter.
That is one DJ I'm afraid of playing after, bro.
I'm playing after him tonight again. I have the same feeling I've had my whole life. And Christos, always sing a style, like I would tell you, along with that. My God, to pull mudala, and Christos, that's when I'm keeping those like a fight big in a DJ with my soul. They say, Eme Ganji, okay. All right.
Pizwas.
What about him shaking a small talk, huh? Because that's how much he loves it.
Yeah.
But like, Christos mixes like he's doing a compilation.
Dude.
And then when I have to say, but that, those things for us, for industry we're in, for the sound we used to play, built us.
Yeah. 80%
of this crowd came here for the technical part. We hear the songs you play.
Yeah.
But now, how do you play the song?
Woo!
How's your sequence? So anxiety, bro. And he told it as a DJ, and then the day I overcame that part, that's where I knew that I'm now rising for the stars.
Yeah.
I knew now I'm confident enough, I can play anyway.
Anyway.
So, but you learn through.
Top five DJs?
Yo, that's tough, my man.
Nah.
We are so blessed with the dope DJs in our country, bro. Like, and there's so many genres going on right now. Not so many, but the sound is.
Yeah.
So there's many of us. I'm a piano, bro. As much as I'm a house guy, that genre itself is just too quiet to came in. Gave us our own thing and fed a lot of black people, still feed a lot of black people, you know. And I'm actually that put me the gas up by.
Yeah.
And still ongoing, you understand? Bro. So I have many teachers who I do from that genre as well. And I mean, so five is too little. Now we'll take 50.
It's like, you know, in the UK, everybody plays soccer there.
Yeah.
And it's everybody DJs.
They play football
and
in the UK.
Yeah, they play football, so yeah.
Say soccer, they'll kill you. They'll subscribe now, all of them from the UK. I'm telling you, bro.
If not DJing, what would you be doing, my dog?
Like I'm saying, I'd be working in my hometown, man. You know, I'd be definitely working. You know, because after varsity, I had the chance of going back, and I'm not paying for the rent in a day.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Working in the mines.
I mean, like I said, that's what's going on. You know, someone got this girl. I had to go back home, obviously, to do what I went to school for.
Mm.
Because even though the parents supported the dream at the time of getting, you know, taking their cars to go to gigs, because I'd take their cars and go play at the 21st for 8 hours. I'm not even more than it, but I've got the equipment. So they would support that, but also being eco-sustainable as a business, that thing at that time. So even if though we're not, you're seeing the progress, people are loving me, I'm growing, I'm doing, I have my own wins as a DJ, as an artist, that they don't care about it.
Yeah.
Are you making money? Will you be able to take care of yourself? Should you see Shona today? Mm. Those are the questions that they used to ask me. Real questions would be, who's over rights?
Yeah.
Without interfering in our businesses.
Yeah.
Who's over rights in our... And those questions would really hit home. That's why I knew I have to make this thing happen regardless. But okay, sharp. If we were to write, stay up in Pretoria.
Yeah. Let's see.
And Tina, we're not sending you anything.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. And it had, that's what I'm saying, it had to make sense with the reinvestment thing. Yeah. That's why there's a culture, there's a level of discipline of not missing a show. Because it's not about now going there to look good or Godzilla Band. It's like, I have to do this thing because it covers so many things. Mm. You know, so that's where the art of loving this thing comes from.
Love
which
it,
is
man.
Beyond just playing music. Now it's this thing can take me to that level if I remained grounded, if I remained disciplined and focused. So yeah, probably that's why I'm chilling here with you guys. Like,
hey, because of my work. Man. Of course.
They told you they're proud of you, man.
Yeah.
Your parents. Because no, I'm sure you've proven them now.
A lot of man. And my dad told me, like, over a handshake, years later, I die. You know what? You proved me wrong.
Wow.
I'm really proud of you and I wish you well.
Oh, you know, man. You're hearing that from your father.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful moments,
and,
man. You know,
my mom like was crying because she's a very emotional person.
Wow.
Was crying. But it was also separate scenarios because that's when they are seeing this thing make sense also financially, which, yo,
you're a man now, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm now doing this in this baligida for them.
Yeah, bro.
You know, I'm able to do easy indoor and
they can retire.
Yeah, they can like, okay, no sharp. Lamb's the grand, you know. But you know parents are like how they are. Mm. Shy test with us. Let me figure how far. So I got a lot of those, but it was really nice sharing from them, which you know what. We support you. We didn't believe. And I understood. I didn't say, no. I said, I understand. I had to prove myself. So, yeah, man, we crossed that line properly.
All right, bro. We're going to play a game. It's called One Must Go, the DJ edition. Are you ready?
Something.
Let's go. I'm going to give you two names. You must tell me which DJ must go. All right. Let's go. Black Coffee, Shimza.
Shimi.
Shimi must go.
Bro, like, we honestly at a point where we can't compare Black Coffee to anyone in this country.
Yeah, come on. Okay, that's a bad one. Yeah, that's a bad one.
Come on.
I love Shimi. Shimi's my
that's a week one,
Shimi
man.
Gave me my first gig out of the country, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
To Paris, yeah.
We did what?
His, OMS at June.
Yes.
A legendary club in Paris.
In Paris.
And then we went to Portugal the following day for his show. So I respect and love Shimi so much. Actually, he's playing after me tonight. So I can't wait to see him. Yeah,
Vinny da Vinci Christos.
Hey, Christmas to go, man.
Oh,
I can explain why.
Okay.
I can explain why. Vinny was one of those guys who gave me an ear when we were starting to be aggressive as these unknown kids.
Wow.
Because as much as Abu Vinny, they were on the top. Like, we were the time when Nazi versus Zwagale would ish. This is feed, Elizabeth. So all I wanted to know from him was information, basically, on how to navigate, you know, express my mistakes that I've done and how... the ways are around the game. So what Vinny did for me was special because he was able to umpatanjenge ngosiyakhe ngathi uyithema lami how beyangkada and he was very transparent. Ntwana le flop lana kanje la you don't do this like you don't do that. And then I remember there were some opportunities that I felt like he was supposed to give me. Didn't.
Okay.
What kind of opportunities?
Like, for instance, plugging me into something, like a show.
Yeah, on the lineup or something. Yeah.
Hit Refresh, for instance. Hit Refresh, that time, they were simultaneously with House Africa.
Yeah.
And I said, no, in a bad way, though. But he won't later this thing. But when the time was right, he was the first one to call and say, boy, it's time.
Sure.
Again, that thing built me. Understand. And on the other hand, I'm not saying Christos is a horrible person. He's my OG as well. But I've never had a situation where I can say, yo. You understand? Even to this day, Vinny randomly calls and checks up on me.
Fuck, that's amazing.
How you doing?
Wow, right. Man.
Let's hang out. You know, even now when I was in Amsterdam, I just went to a record store. I bought him a lot of vinyls as a
wow.
Because I'm always thinking about him. I appreciate you, Khotman. You understand? So that's why I'm saying, learning personal to this aspect.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Uncle Chris. Yeah.
Kent versus Euphonic.
Yo. Yeah. Yo. Two great guys. Great duo. Yo, this is tough. But okay, I'm Kent has to go.
Hey! Yeah.
Kent!
And not in a...
Kent
sad me.
You're shooting me in every single thing, you know?
Hey. And I'm going to answer it. I'm going to explain as well.
Yeah, I know. It's my man.
I'm going to explain again. I'm going to explain. I think you tell my love. Explain. Look, man. Also, same thing similar to Vinny and Black. You know, I've never been close to...
Okay, who can say?
No. Utemba, you know.
Oh, Utemba.
Utemba, not Utemba.
Euphonic.
But every time we hang out, he's that guy also got this willingness of talking.
Yes.
Guiding.
He shares a lot of info. He shares and he's brutally honest.
Yeah. Yeah, but even on that O-Ship weekend, we didn't speak a lot of time, but the moments we had
were crucial. Yeah.
You know, I played before he met Rockets Mainland 2 months back. We spoke for a minute or two, but trust me, the information I got in those chats, and he gives up props as well.
Yeah.
So that's why Kent's amazing guy. He's got a great hit right now.
Yeah.
He's great DJ. Inspired me also to like to be a DJ with all those mixes and the music itself. You know, but I'm saying Temba over him because of the personal relationship. Yeah.
All right, Uncle Waffles, Durban Gogo.
Why won't Funu waffle like Angaga?
Funny thing is, I actually changed it. If you check, I was typing earlier, ne?
Yeah.
Because I had DJ Zintle, but I couldn't think. I was going to put DJ Zintle and Sindor.
Yeah.
And then you spoke about Durban Gogo. I was like, okay, let me put Uncle Waffles and Durban Gogo.
No. Definitely Durban Gogo. I've shown the respect I have.
Yeah. Can I have a challenge?
Right now, I'm going to choose Waffles. Why? She's had a great year.
Oh,
she had a great year. She's done shows in so many countries. She's in the US. She's in the crust of things, you understand? And I'm really proud of her, as young as she is, with no experience of such. And she's doing so much. Yeah. You know, definitely, I'm going to choose her in this regard. For this regard. The work ethic. Shout out to her team.
Her team's crazy,
so well, man. They're doing so well. She's going to fly. She's definitely going to fly.
Fuck, man. All right. Murder versus Black Motion.
Black Motion.
Man, that's weak, man. What do you mean? There's not even a... come on. He's friends with Murder. come on. What is this?
Who's the two big songs?
Boys, yeah.
Yeah, the two big songs you guys have. Who started? Because you guys have formed like a mini group. You, Murder... Mahau, Keys, and Tagzin.
Yeah, yeah.
Who came up with all that? Because you guys have Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
You got...
The Yes God Remix.
Yes God Remix.
Yeah. There's horns. There's a lot of stuff.
There's horns.
We played all those songs before they blew up.
Fucking hell, bro.
Because it was like a thought process. It's the same thing that happened to me when it was I'm a piano and there was me.
Mm.
And then I'm a cheetah. Like... I'm not the one to tell Murder's story, and I just wish you guys can have him here, please.
Sure.
Murder.
I'm happy you guys had tags and shout out for that.
Yeah. That's my guy, bro.
Oh, boy.
That's my guy.
Thank you so much for
that.
Like, that guy is special. So, I'm just going to say this part, and Hardy, Murder, and Jam, but I just had to say this. He was going through the whole Black Motion separation thing, and he was looking for inspiration. And Murder is a jolly guy. Murder connected all of us. That guy. Even when the chips are done, he's going to be trying to, you know. And then we connected, and that's when, now when you connected, and then now, he has the energy again. Jasmine, come on, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then it's easy for people to work in such a space. Or people to unite in such a space. Because, yeah, and you are never going to find Murder sad, bro. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He's always
jolly.
He's positive. That's how I can just describe a Murder. And that's how the whole thing, like, happened. I don't know where he is right now, but I can tell you he's the most positive guy in the room, wherever he is.
So when did you guys do all these songs? Like, way back?
Bro, no, not way back. What's it now?
November.
Yeah. This time last year, October. September, October, November.
Once in the Sun, all of them?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Bro, we've been playing horns from last year.
Damn, dog.
Jeez, bro.
Yeah, and that's how we made Disturbed popular.
Yeah, yeah,
because we used to play this song, which is like, Mariava.
Yeah.
So, because now there's a lot of work being happening, and Amashita, who are playing, is only a few guys. You understand? And it's also a fusion of Amapiano and also a house. You understand? So it's now all pushing. So last year, Meta was planning to drop a surprise album. Mm. Because if you remember the time, there's also stuff on him on the media.
He
group is breaking into half. So he wanted to reply in a musical way.
Oh,
that's why the album was a surprise drop.
Okay.
They want SM Lewis. No, man, I'm going to push or something. No, drop a statement, but you need to push this album. We're going to push. And he ignored all of us.
Yeah.
We just said we submitted everything. Everything was done properly, blah, 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 blah. And then it dropped. And then just we were timber, and now we had to support his vision, and of which we did.
Mm.
We all of us stopped off all of our projects. Yes, yeah. All of us. We stopped all of, like, Brandon stopped his project.
Wow.
Tazen stopped his project. Mahoki stopped his project. I stopped for us to support Med.
Wow.
You understand? And that thing really lifted him up because he was getting more confident by the day. Because, like I'm saying, he was coming from a dark space.
Of course.
He's not gigging anymore. And he's working in the studio he's used to. So he now has to navigate now. But because he's positive, he's called Foka, let's do studio, you know. Hey, Chico, I need you on my next thing. Mm. One man, come on. And then that's how it happened, you know. Even how we did Mohegan Sun, we had to do three versions.
Yeah, I
heard. Thing of beginning, but you know, I saw Meta crying in studio that day. Bro.
Whoa.
He was crying, but no one saw that.
Because
I was sitting opposite him like this, and we've been there from like 4. And I imagine, man, Imedam is needing me so much. We shout 12 and saying, "And I'm in a pool because okay." So, and man, he speaks like this. Man, I'm in a please. And then it happened the second time.
Yeah.
And then that's when everyone left. It was me and him. On his phone, and then he shed a tear. Yeah, and like I'm saying, at that time, there's a lot happening. Yeah,
beautiful,
just
man.
Emotions, and then, but we are able to.
Oh, it speaks in the music as well, dog.
Bro, quick one, man. I'm fascinated with production. What did you do on Mohegan Sun if you were part of the composition?
The bassline.
Yeah, I feel like he's got a particular bassline. Even the song. The song with McMahon.
Yeah.
The bassline sounds very Oscar Borish. Yeah, I may be wrong. It's got a song with McMahon called
"Bro, You Produce." I'ma See. How about you just put your name on it?
You told me this 100 times.
I'm like, you nigga.
How? Pelambo is a bassline, you know? It's a bassline. Beautiful bassline, man.
Yeah, so we had this thing going on. So, like I'm saying, Mira likes to take over. Mm. He's that person who's got so many ideas. And then the song was lacking that moving thing for it. So, and I said, gents, Mira was going crazy. This is the one. So, for it to go into a 3-step, we had to lose the first because of load shedding. The second time, the plug was taken out mistakenly.
Yeah.
And then by the time it got to that part, we had 2 versions already, which we already believed in.
Yeah.
With you, I now on. And then, hey, man, we had the phone in the studio. Oh, man, your phone, I was 616. Man, that guy. Man, it's so, man, I go studio. Yeah, man, I'm so old. I'm not trying to media. I'm so old. I'm a croissant. Yes.
Yeah.
He called me until I got to studio. Utlamo. And then we had moved into the side because now we had lost 2 versions where I saw him break down and just a point where, like, what's going to happen if you don't have this?
Mm.
Yeah, well, because the Murumba part was perfect. The vocals were fitting on all of those beats that we had.
Mm.
But the one that came in the end was because of his positivity. You know? Because like I'm saying, by the time we were doing it for the 3rd time and the time, bro, I was exhausted. You know, I was really, really exhausted. Because now, Gubang Advert, hey, and then I'm like, but he was there saying, Jens, come on. I'm just like, one by middle bay, you know, you understand? So I'm like, ish. But yeah.
Song of the year, let's be honest, there's only 3 contenders. It's Iplan, Horns in the Sun, or Yes God. Which one are you going for?
Tuguzini, Tuguzini.
Tuguzini, Tuguzini. Tuguzini, Tuguzini. Let's see.
You going for a flank?
Yeah, man.
Is that what you're playing this year? Being humble.
Midnight, what are you playing, bro? What are you playing?
Sorry?
What are you playing? Midnight, 31st December.
No, man, shout out. I'm an artist myself. I've got a hot song myself.
Yeah.
I'm also telling you that that boy has been grinding, bro. And he's got his card on his hand.
You know, people don't know. He gave us some nigga because he did the original remix.
Now they're saying that version is whack. But they used to dance for it.
No.
But give that boy his flowers. Give him the song. Cut off the voting lines. Give it to Tuxi. Give it to him, man.
But how crazy is that? I think it's the first time in 3 years Song of the Year wouldn't be a piano song, man.
And that's love. That's growth.
Yeah.
The game has never been so open.
It's open.
As it is right now. If an artist, if you're an artist, you don't see that, you need to wake up. The game is so open. It's because of COVID, I can tell you. It's refreshed everything.
Yeah.
You understand? Everyone came alive trying to be, you know what, I'm trying to be the best. And that's what we have.
Yeah.
Right now, even hip hop, you know, is doing well.
You know? It's coming.
Dalia's dropped an album. How much is that dropping?
Oh, shit.
Projects, you know.
Yo, so, Speedster's got a nice song with Younger Chief.
For Younger Speedster!
Sounds, yes. Younger what? Chief sounds like AK on that one. I forgot the name of the song, but it's a new one.
We are in a good space. Musically, we are in a good space. And it's going to get worse, man. All these kids doing amapiano is crazy. There's the amasandwa corner. There's a quantum sound. There's
a... Lomo hasn't dropped also. Sound now coming up as well. See, yeah?
There's a what? Dropped.
Com, piano sound. Com, piano.
Hey!
I don't want to call. You don't know?
No.
Oh, man. I don't see piano in the com.
Gomiano.
I don't know what it's called, man. So it's, but it's there, bro. Yeah.
But that's a vibe. That's my point exactly. There's an OG sound of my piano, which is Ipete Banbai. Who were the originators, who happened to be consistent.
Yeah.
And then there's this era the Hamano killed Momo. I won.
Yeah.
I went back, you know. Yes, doing, you know. And then
go back. Abo sticks.
Melon sleeves.
Yeah.
The Melon sleeves.
And now Kamsa's making this new sound that goes back to that tribal.
Broken beats.
So that's what I'm saying. We are in a good space. House music is doing well. I'm actually pushing. There's so many projects out. Mm. You understand? Hip hop. So I'm saying we're in a good space. Let's just continue, man. You know?
Oscar Mbo, thank you so much for coming through, man. What do you want to be remembered as, bro?
A dope guy. Yeah, man. Like a dope guy. I just want to be remembered for the person who was able to go through it all, through all of the hurdles that were put. There were man-made puts.
Mm.
In front of me, I was able to navigate it through, man. You know, I just want to be known for the guy who kept pushing, you know, through it all, made possible without playing on my piano, you know? Without playing on my piano.
Yeah, at its peak, yeah.
Without playing on my piano. They tried to hate on it.
No, but I love music. You know I love music.
They tried to stop it. They tried to.
They
and I mean, I'm like, guys, just dance, man.
Yeah,
let's enjoy it. Now they have romantic sounds. Zama piano. The very same people who were saying, I'm a piano. Hey, but now we're here.
It sounds like you're talking about the podcast.
No.
Because when we started, they hated us.
Nah. Oh, okay. I'm glad you relate. I'm glad you relate. A million followers later.
Yeah.
Now every minute there's a podcast now.
You see what I mean? It's inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't hate something because you hate it. You just wish you were the one doing it.
100%.
That's life.
Pinduka, you got a question for me?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the production, but I have. Okay, let's hear you, bro, at Pretoria.
Occupational Health and Safety Management.
Oh, shit, you were ready to look at the mine.
That's why I'm telling you that.
I'm sure you read the story. You know there's 11 people who died, rest in peace to them, at a mine, like yesterday. I'm sure you read that. You're like, oh, fuck, that's like occupational health and safety. All that mess. Mess on Oh, shit. For real, dog. You were ready to look at the mine. Because that shit was big at the mine, man. Shout out to Pretoria. Shout out to House Music. You get the mind minding engine, nigga. Don't push that.
No, you know what? I can tell you something.
Okay, safety. Health and safety.
Niggas are
show my computer right. My soul is as a right. Go back on food safe.
You know what? Wow, I even went for the day. I'm like, already at the time, I always seen myself as a clean boy. Like,
yeah.
So when we were doing this career choosing, damn, I'm like, ish, I'm fooling this on hands with my magic. I understand.
No, I'm not oil.
But I'm fooling back on my last place in. But I'm fooling with magic. Yeah, sorry. So, at that time, also, what's happening? There's a close family friend.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That goes by the name of Nati Piri. You know, so rest in peace. Yeah. He was doing it at the time. So, and he was close like, to my family. So, every day he'd come home. So, boy, hey, next day, if I see it, come on. I'm going to go to the house. So, I'm like, yeah, good in you, Lendo. No, my dog, you're gone. I can promise you that.
Like, so that's proper.
Yeah,
like, for occupational health.
Yeah,
for your jail,
dog.
Yeah,
yeah. I promise. And that's what I yeah. Oh, listen, you're in this whole thing, you're born. I'm like, oh, I see this thing happen. Weekend, I was fighting. We can have money. I'm doing this thing.
I'm doing it.
Reading.
Oh, God, so, man.
Bro, what happened recently, man? I wasn't following the story. Man, you went on vacation with your woman. And apparently you guys shot a porno or something.
Oh, that was a grown-up video.
Why are you crying? Oh, that was funny.
Nah, you make one laugh like that, eh? Make one laugh, bro.
So you guys shot a porno. It got closed down.
They reported the video, yeah.
What happened there, bro?
Ah, gents. So we in Dubai, like,
what's it?
Girl,
what is it? What was it studying?
Occupation. No, how?
We live in
occupational health and safety.
Wait. How do we go, genius? Christian, what's up, reading? Meg, it's a podcast, I enjoy. It's a podcast.
What's up? Not my ear,
dog.
Not my ear.
No, man, look.
All this, Zash, I'm facing sport gun to things. You know, we have vibes.
Inside.
I took my girl overseas. How much you don't take the girls overseas?
Of course.
You understand? Yeah. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
Nandi and stuff. So by the pool. So she wants to go shopping. So I'm saying before shopping, let's just go and hang out at the pool and grab some bites.
Yeah.
So we there, for me, yeah, figure, I want to catch up direct.
Yeah.
Figure. Well, my fear and Jenna. Well, I think we're 10 classes in Guhenis. So randomly we see a video yaga Offset no Cardi B. They're in a pool as well.
Yeah.
Don't you want us to remake this thing?
Let's go on.
But I'm young, I was like, when I want to travel, bro, I travel like when I'm just speaker, you know.
Yeah.
When I'm preparing before a show. In the, like, zero and shit. Like,
to get in the mood, yeah.
So, see that, I put in the speak.
Yeah.
And now, my Arab lab, man, I'm going to put in, as a spy, since my sister on.
Yeah.
Do this thing. I beg after this swim. Let's go shower. We'll leave this thing. So, I beg after the mall. You know?
Yeah.
I beg, survive. She's shopping. Survive. She's pull me. On the way back to the hotel, I see, let video eat. Hey. It's so at Pesgwav.
Hey!
Hey, Mbuza Le. You can pay to manage. Sabani Lavanda at Manj.
Hey!
Lalela. I'm convinced, Danish. Two of my favorite people said yes. Yeah. You know what? Caption, cap a photo.
Post.
Bro, I think been 8 minutes this thing. Been humble and 800 comments.
You!
8 minutes.
Yeah.
And then she'll answer now. I'm playing by no one. I'm so busy. I say, I'm going to check that.
People are penny.
And then I learned again. Half of the comments were ladies saying, we're going to report this thing.
Yeah.
And I thought they were joking.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were joking. A lot of people were in there commenting. And then we're preparing to go out. Masih Chapera later on, the video was
that's crazy.
Fuck.
That's the main story. And I'm like, I was so shook and hurt. And like, these people take this thing so serious.
So
like,
wait, it's honeys.
It's honeys.
How does a woman deal with that? Because I've seen honeys I mean, I remember the first time I took note of him was 2018, 17, when a honey was like, she'd give it up for you. Like, straight up. Like, if she'd see you, she'd faint. How does your honey deal with that shit, bro? Hey! 2019, you find out what?
Yo, bro. Yo,
stating a DJ, my man.
Bro.
Yeah, no, man. The type of stuff that's... I see all that what we go through in terms of the fan love. I'm going to create fan love. Just to make it look nice. You know, it's wild. It's out of here. But then she's
has anyone ever offered money, like a girl, to sleep with you?
Oh, yeah. Gotten out of hand.
For real?
Yeah.
They offered you money?
Yeah, the older ladies, of course.
For real?
They do.
Marlene, how much are you worth, bro?
The lady was offering me 50K. She was the venue owner. I remember the gig, and then she came to. She's not allowed to speak to me. Also, the road manager, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then my road manager went to the loo. We were about to leave the venue.
Yeah.
And my road manager like went to the loo, and then there was this 10 minutes that we have before we leave. We take peace with fans.
Yeah.
Or people want to take pictures. Yeah. In between that, Wang Dawn, so what? What's manje? Wang Kang 50.
She wants to host you.
She never thought.
She wants to host you inside of her. Right?
I mean, I got a tata,
boy. 50 plus 50. 50 plus rounds. That's the easiest 50K you would have made, bro. Easiest 50K.
Yeah, they do.
That's like, insane,
yeah,
bro.
I'm saying it was only a few kids, but it's the older ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my girl, like, knows the place.
Did you meet your girl at a club?
No.
Where did you guys meet?
I'm hunted down. The girl, Ngamfuna. I did a tweet at that time. And then I'm Tisa on Twitter at that. 2017 or something.
Wow. Yeah.
And then they got all at that time. They party I'm making see tweet on Facebook.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm making see they party. Imyagi ham. And I'm young maz.
Yeah.
So at some point I saw something with okay, my brand is based more on interaction like with my fans love interacting with me.
People
who support me rather than fans.
Yeah.
So I said, right, for me to continue this thing, I'm gonna open comments, reply option for everyone who don't even follow back on my Instagram.
Yeah.
So anyone I don't follow back can
reply.
Can reply, yes, stories. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I should have got to see that it's her. Wow. So she replied to some of my story with the fire emoji.
Wow.
Damn, bro. But wait, where did you meet her before? Like, where did you see her?
I saw her in Pretoria. At Ayepeb.
Oh,
and at that time, you're a spanner. And like for me, it's tricky because I'm about to play. Who came to watch me here?
Yeah.
I think I saw her 7 days later.
Wow, bro.
I made sure I see her 7 days later, and then we gelled on the first day. And
is she the one that you were with at O-Ship?
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, I was with her most of the time.
I'm playing by the main deck.
Yeah.
So the same shock I get everywhere, which is this guy, I'm a piano, but the crowd is bumping. People want pictures. My email, I'm email up. It's medium, 2DP, picture 2DP, trip manager, 2DP. So we are hanging together. Know them two and one JD.
QQ, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, 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 I
It's a minga. It's a hoo hoo hoo. It made that we pay right. I put it in full. You put it in here. Get go right. Get go right.
No, I play. After me, the girl euphonic. So when he hops on, immediately, I'm saying, see, and so this guy, baby, no, don't be angry. It's come back. It's not, this guy should be sad. And see, mean, really, and yeah, the guy thinks that you hate him.
Oh, shit.
Oh man!
Yeah,
that's why would you say that? No, it's because talking about the podcast and this type of stuff that they've said on the show. So he thinks you're feeling otherwise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe, but I would have told you at least.
Yeah. You know if I hate him.
No. Yeah. So I we don't. And yeah, but he once said assurance. It's okay. It's fine. I won't do it here.
Yeah.
Here and it's cool.
Yeah.
And then we get back to Mzans. Yeah. I think 3 weeks later, he tests a man's danger. To say recharge. Ziawing. The lead back to back no matter. My man will rock it.
Oh, yes. I remember.
So the crowd will make energy. Ziaw. I saw Puma after us getting Musa Keys,
yes.
I saw Puma and I was rushing to another gig, I remember. So when you Puma by the by the VIP entrance, you made that.
So how do you know your woman's the one, bro? Because I'm sure, like, bro.
It must be hard for you, you know?
It used to be hard for me, yeah. I'm not going to lie. It used to be hard. But we connected on a lot of stuff. And my family loved her on the first instance, bro. And that's when I knew. My son loved her on the first instance. Oh. That's when I knew. And
but you didn't get married, though, please. It was batala, man.
Yeah, no. Mina, I really want to get married.
Nah.
Yeah, so God willingly, when the time is right, God will lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how I'm saying I knew that she's the one, even before my family stuff, because obviously I would never want to take it to my family if we hadn't gotten to a point where we're like, you know, we are good like that.
Yeah.
So, and I speak to my parents every day.
Yeah.
So my dad wants to know my whereabouts because he's seeing a lot of industry people dying.
Of course, yes. And all those on the road.
Incidents. Yeah, so he wants to know. So he's also smart, you know. So mom, because he's younger, and he's longer than
Munch. Yeah. Of course, he's probing.
Yeah. It's all right. Basically, too many men, yeah.
So, as a check, there's some morgan, Udani.
Yeah, I'm going to take away.
Why was I going to take
away? Hi, mom. I don't know. I'm going to take away. No, mom, come on, the rat.
Yeah.
I'm going to take away. I'm going to take away. I'm going to So that's how I really got to a point of that. But also, I delayed it because, you know, I'm meeting someone, you know, and I don't want to go to my parents. They're not my friends, they're my parents. So I gave it some time, gave it a few years before we can go to that part. Even her meeting my son, I delayed that because I don't want my son to be exposed to such things. And then,
shout out. And I hope ladies understand sometimes.
Yeah.
You do it because you don't want your kid to be sure.
Because I have a good relationship with my...
My baby mama.
Her family. So as much as I try to protect myself, I also protect them as well, you know, because we are surely family. So and then when all those things clicked, you know, and there's understanding, you know, I said, okay, cool. The box that's...
Everything is...
She wants the best for everyone, you know, so...
And she can get down on my raps in the pool.
Nah, me, I had my Arab.
Yeah, you think you did that all much?
Nah, my Arab. I'm Arab, you audience.
Yeah,
I'm Arab, but I'm Arab, so I'm Arab. Yeah, man.
Those countries are wild, man.
All right, before you go talk, what are you busy with? What can we look forward to?
Yeah, man. The year's over. I was supposed to drop a follow-up project after Yes God, but I felt like Yes God was doing very well, man. So I didn't want to interrupt it at all. So instead, we delayed the music video, of which we are done with it now.
Wow. And when I'm a brass band in that preview on Instagram, it looks amazing, bro. It's your son, you did say he's there, but I saw, and brass bands, it looks like a big, one of those big music videos.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got an amazing storytelling type of feel, you know, beautiful. Where we're just trying to integrate the younger me to current, you know, me doing shows overseas, selling out shows overseas. Because just on that video, we even shot a scene where I saw the show overseas, man. So that's what you're trying to tell a story about this mysterious person who to our man Oscar Mbolo now 13 domes about as much as
I know about that.
Yes, God music video is coming through now. Now in festive, and then there's more music coming through definitely next year. I have a full project ready that I'm ready to take out, but obviously it's going to depend on how I do my things, man. Because every year on my birth month, which is August, I drop music, I give back, you know. So we're trying to do like a CSI project within my celebrations, you know. So next year, obviously, my people know that I drop music mostly in that time, but next year's going to be earlier because there's a lot of music that's been chilling and just trying to push Yes God, and we've pushed it, man. It's one of the biggest songs we have in the country right now. So we're ready to drop the visuals and go ahead, yeah.
Artists, female vocalist, male vocalist, who you want to work with, man? Who's in your bucket list?
I don't do those type of things.
Yeah, no, carry on, I can hear him now. It was just when you moved there, but it's fine, yeah?
It's just...
I don't know.
That's just the cable there.
Yeah, it's too loud. I'm going to start buying them myself. Yeah.
Send him the receipts.
Yeah, because he's taking his bike, from Kong stuff.
I can hear you now.
So let's pick it up.
So in terms of vocalists, who do you want to work with, producers?
Yeah, man, I don't reveal those type of things, man, because it just kills anticipation. I'm an old school guy. I just want people to look forward to the rollout, look forward to the release day, the pre-order. Because even on my pre-order, when I drop my stuff, if I'm going to drop a track, when you get to the project, you won't see the other tracks, the titling.
Yes.
So I just want to create an anticipation, man. Make people excited to jam to an artist. So I'm going to reveal that probably early next year or just before I drop. But there's very exciting new talent. I love working with new talent. You know, I love working with unknown talent. Just to bring them to the forefront, to share the audience that we have so that they can also run their own journey, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming. But, yeah, 2024, man, like a lot of announcements. So
Tough.
Fly, man. Shut up, bro.
And I owe you a song now, so I'll get to work on it because I owe him a song now. Since he owes me a song.
Since I owe you a song.
He's already jumped onto your song.
Since I gave you a song. But you're going to confuse your people now because they thought you hate me. Now we're on a song together. What are you saying to
me? I don't hate anyone, dog. Nah, I don't hate anyone. Make never I got no hate in my boat,
an ounce
bro.
Of hate in him. Zero. He's not a hate guy. Like, he's not a hate
guy. Unless you are... No one.
You are who?
No one.
No, make your point.
Beefs, dog. I've squashed all my beefs.
Yeah?
I've squashed all my beefs this year. I'm good with more flavor. I need new enemies.
Apply new enemies. Apply. He's waiting for applications.
But Oscar Mbolo, thank you so much for coming through, man. This has been awesome. Before we go, so I must give you context, man.
Yeah.
So I was releasing an EP, man. Just piano.
Yeah.
So Tuso, there's Tuso. So Tuso.
Yeah.
So I asked Chillers, ne? So I asked Chillers to send songs. We got over like 200, 300 songs.
Crazy.
So he listened to all of them, and then he sent me the last, the best 20 tracks that he.
Tuso, can I have your number? I need someone to be an A&R rapper in my team. So.
I said, sort out.
200 songs.
Yeah,
that patience.
Yeah.
I need that guy in my life.
Yeah.
I need him.
No, he's a bolt driver, so while he was driving, he was listening.
There's a lot of time in the world, don't worry.
So he sends me 20 tracks. I pick 6, right? All piano. So I'm about to submit to Electro Mode. before we went to the year-end function. He's like, Poison, there's this other song that I got. You have to put this one in. And it's an Afrotech song. So I'm like, hey, dog, I don't know, man, because me, I'm on the piano level, you know?
Yeah.
Heard the song, fucking fire, bro.
Beautiful.
And he was like, please put Oscar Mbonin in so it can fly, because, like, you need someone who's credible with that sound on that song. Mm-hmm. So I said
Mine
to
him, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait.
You niggas gonna pay though. You niggas gonna pay so much money because you're using me, man.
You get what I'm saying?
So no, you, shout out.
So
shout
he
out,
says I must put
out.
Your name on it, right?
Yeah.
So that's when I sent you the track before I went to Miami. Yeah. Like, Poison, please listen to this. I think you were doing the summers, isn't it?
Yeah, I was doing a performance at the summers. Yeah.
Oh, so how was that, bro?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was nice. That was nice. You know, my first time attending awards to begin with.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it didn't fit on our day schedule that day because we had about 4 shows. So, but now when we looked at it overall, like, it sounded like a good thing because they're introducing the 3-step onto the performance.
Ah, yeah.
And they saw me as one of the people who's been pushing 3-step. So they would love me to have, like, they would love to have me on that show. Also, yes, God, you know. So we agreed because of that. Yeah. And it was beautiful, man.
It was
really amazing, you know, to get that reception from people, you know, to get the type of music we make. On a commercial space.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that was very nice.
What did you think of the song when I sent it to you?
Man, I couldn't listen at the time. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
So you sent me
the link.
And I couldn't listen. After the weekend, I had to be out. Hospital or whatever.
Yeah.
So I couldn't. So by the time I bumped into it, I think it was a Wednesday. You sent it to me on Friday.
Yeah.
So I really liked it. I really liked it. I said, like, no, man, that's like dope. Like,
yeah. No, we're gonna sign out with it, man.
Tuso.
Can you play? Am I connected?
Sorry, the king right there.
Yeah, man. Please introduce it for us, like you did your podcast, the one you used to shoot.
You turn to me.
Yes.
Look at me when you talk to me, Mac.
No, I'm trying
Look
to
at me when
song.
You talk to me, Mac.
I'm trying to find the song.
You mean you're like,
so the producer is who's the producer? Born King. Born King, ne? Song is Welele.
Yeah.
So they introduce it, ne? It comes out midnight. That's when you're dropping the EP. It's the only song that's, what is this, 3-step or Afrotech?
That's 2-step, bro.
3-step, ne?
Yeah.
Wait,
just that you guys are not putting too much roots.
There's a difference between is 3-step a subgenre of Afrotech?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
The same way I would say we are doing private Liagamomo.
Yeah, private
as its own subgenre.
Yeah.
Same way, but it's
fair enough. Okay.
If you put it over like, under one umbrella, it's Afrotech.
Yeah, so it's Afrotech by 3-step.
Ah, and I played in Miami, dog, first time.
You did it.
Yeah, club went crazy, bro. Let's kiss.
That's police.
Chill us punch. Hey.
Hey.
Punching
hey,
us.
So what's up, yeah?
So this is let me write it for you. This is Born King Wele.
Wele or Welele?
Welele.
Well,
he put his name on it. So he didn't name it.
Last one in King. My last one.
Yes, paperwork.
Yeah, you gonna be put on the
list. Where you gonna get that? Put my number on the list. You gonna be put on the paperwork.
I have a
paperwork.
Paperwork. So let me show you the intro. No, it's Born King Welele.
Right.
Let's go.
Born King, Meji, Oscar Mbo, Welele.
Yeah.
No shout Born King, Pela.
Yeah. Come on now.
Song. Listen, push.
Yeah, Born King, Meji, Oscar Mbo, Welele.
All right, cool. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, man. Right now, you're pumping Born King, Meji, Oscar Mbo, Welele.
Tanko!
Shout out. Welele.
Chillers Punch is dropping on the 1st of December. So is the EP. Make sure you get it out there. That's the shit. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.